I think everybody in the room knows who the big candidates are.
Bishop Richard Malone appearing before students in an eighth grade social studies class, explaining how important it is for adults to be educated voters. Students are encouraged to make sure adults in their homes are registered to vote. But Malone insists it's not mixing politics and religion. The Catholic leader stresses they do not endorse any political candidates.
What we're all about is conscience formation, that a Catholic going into the voting booth has an obligation not only to vote, but to prepare to vote based on the teachings of Christ and the Church. And wherever that leads them as they vote is in their own conscience.
Encouraging parents that if they were not registered to vote, and to vote their consciences.
Catholic school superintendent Sister Carol Cimino says they're sending 9,000 students home with voter registration forms and a letter.
For years and years and years, we've all gone to Albany and we've talked to legislators about the issues that are important to us as Catholics. This year, we're going on the other end to say to our Catholics, our Catholic people, particularly those who choose to send their children to Catholic school, to say, well, let's take the other approach and let's look at how we vote as Catholic Christians and take that approach and say, well, we are a force to be reckoned with.
Some candidates' views on abortion and same-sex marriage are against the Catholic faith, but Malone says it's up to Catholics to remain mindful of the Church's teachings.
Just to get people more involved in the political process. Again, never pointing them in the direction of one or another candidate or party. That's not what we do. But we do raise the issues of our time as the Church sees them, and we try to articulate that so people can form their consciences.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.